Showed you Claire Nigel, shame a hat, you say she was Yaltica. My name is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Claire Nigel. In Claire Nigel, you'll hear part of it in the English language, as Nishu Pert Elegy a Clash and Sechelg, and you'll hear another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Juriche, well, this is an entry in the Statutes of the Isle of Man. Isle of Man, to wit, at a Tynwald Court holden at Douglas the second day of February, 1872. An act to provide for public elementary education in the Isle of Man. Well, we see how the Isle of Man Times and General Advertiser viewed that in one of their editorials. Rish Tamult to Jonathan Harker, Jerudan im Neeg, a chouch de Corsilier no Ruten, vine chouch teach, as eagle a red moor, the hit quail carriage privejach and count, the chorlesh agus, Castle Dracula. Well, the way things are now looking, the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress will be able to hold its meeting at 2:30 p.m. this coming Saturday, the 5th of February, in the Guild Room alongside Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street, Peel. And that'll be a slideshow with Stuart Bennett, showing some of his extensive collections of wonderful images, so something to look forward to there at last. Now, collecting seaweed on the Breton island of Molinez and the smaller Trielen, which are halfway out to Ushant off the northwest tip of Brittany, that was a hard life. Hands were cut by sickles and backs were broken by the loads. Well, we start off with the seaweed gatherer's lament. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning stashu nanashun biskuller skiljena washdulish Ellen Vanning.
Oh.
And that's Breton band Gwalarn with the Seaweed Gatherer's Lament. And we turn to the Isle of Man Times just after Timbal had passed this legislation on education. The education bill for the Isle of Man has at last become a completed measure as far as the two branches of our insular legislature are concerned. And, thanks to the promptitude of His Excellency, and everywhere in this article Excellency is always spelled with capital letters, and thanks to the promptitude of His Excellency, it's even now awaiting the royal assent. We may therefore expect its promulgation within a very few weeks, because they didn't wait until Timbal Day, they promulgated legislation as and when. And when this is done, it says, we shall have upon our statute book a law which will work an untold amount of good in the present and among generations of Manxmen yet unborn. Not that the measure is perfect in all its parts, no humanly devised piece of legislation ever was, but it secures the adoption of the grand principle that every Manx child shall be taught the rudiments of education, that ignorance, being a national curse, shall be banished the land at the nation's expense, not left to be uprooted by the spasmodic and capricious efforts of philanthropic individuals. Eishes nish, heishin sha leiterwagen, kart kaj in the vadi, lesh the vertebrae liaura gurishad nyau, rechit the way fregertachte an chormid na reja. A sor, shigger the way, the bech na hai, pod an moor the lure the vadi in chit tai. Na chicken as na kragen an kerach benhock, as na Slovaki, as na fear day jock. Na fir gernach sio gimmerca mod a bech slaich yn ad na lorgan liawr och leis tai ag a chion. Chawds henc a ffas dy beg gaw ei toiach dy fe fi ffwr as fwn cyrach chawds fe chit dy fe yn ystorach a gyn dy goel stiach son un ffrochyd dorach a gromyd na bilgen darag ffai as jywys Na iai uns na corn an fa gold a dawn edda na dreaminen, si swain a crink, chas fa sin drapel sus trw da verna, fa na bilgen jewis dorach ar ag an da bachtel, on shoes on shen, nai cura a sniachta, fa na lai da hanmach. Well, we're staying on the coast, not maybe gathering rack, but we're joining the core Chos Ariga, as they sing in unison now about Warra's spinning wheel.
Morning to the mother, to the nish, the cool, the larvae. Craig the horn and east, the tune, the sea, for sure, of long free. Mala's thumb and cap was thin, no pickle as lady yara. Shrine and tear is farce, the tear is by the horn is lost. Falla, 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 falla,
Yeah.
The Irish choir, Cor Chosharraga, from the coast up along westward from Galway. The Chosharraga, as it's called, the coast of the sea, singing about Warra's spinning wheel. Na Cirtan, nol drawn red en a yara trut na Cailgen Dewis, fa Jean Sadorachus de Vechonis Jach orin, fa Glauten Moor de Lied, fa Skilt Mach and Shaws and Shenner na Bilgen. Crew reared quech as trom chushach erlie, va frail rish na smunion a shieldinus and grau, va ernin grew the smogus in yasterbeg, san yasterbeg, tre renne green, chouds vi gold a lie, gino skech asless quech gin a bodulin, gurish scan junan, ta gian master na carpedi, ta chadder gin square trud na conan. Na cuirden van a crinc choenach na vodach na cabel, din a wis de sairig an imenach, gol ach de mol. Famish gyr i drapel nus a siul susad, ach, charau an imenach arlt ach da chor clis dau. Gne, as eschen, sain dot gin siul an sio, tan a mod i ro elgesach. As esch durten ys, a spachtel feidr au i fosen greia mor gu ginlach trom chusach, as ni mae jyfeddyn mach greu bys yn ons munud na gair. We'll not look at all that the Isle of Man Times editorial has to say, so we jump down the column now. It'll be remembered by our readers that we expressed our fears when the bill was sent up to the council that radical changes would be introduced by them, which might endanger its final acceptance by the Keys. While at the same time we pointed out one or two matters which it was essential that the council should alter. We are glad to find that in the one case our fears have proved groundless, and that in the other, except in one particular, our suggestions have been attended to. And moving on a bit again now. With respect to the power claimed by His Excellency of appointing the chairman of the school board, we must say that we cannot but agree with the decision of the Keys that it would be more constitutional for the school board to elect its own chairman. Not, however, but that there was much for consideration in the plea set forth by His Excellency. Sort of punk toompath there, Welsh dance music played by an 8-piece called Tylwyth Teg. So we're away with the fairies there.
Manx Radio.
Stashun and Ashun Shen Radio Vanin Sun Shaw Tashu Geishach Rish Clare Nagale. Say, Robert Cadine Carswell, Miss Robert de Carslachmata.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The Governor, Henry Broom Locke's argument was, says the Times, sufficient at all events to satisfy 9 members of the Keys that it wasn't an arbitrary claim. The board will be spending public money, and the Lieutenant Governor, as head of the Tymbal Court, and as such empowered by the statute to veto public grants, conceived that some direct connection should exist between himself and the school board. We think, however, that the solution which has been arrived at, namely, giving him the power to exercise his veto upon certain items of expenditure, is preferable to that of empowering him to appoint the chairman of the board. The latter appointment would, no doubt, be always canvassed by the ratepayers in a spirit of opposition and antagonism, and therefore setting aside the question of right or wrong, for the sake of harmony and unity in the working of the Education Act, we are pleased that what might have become an apple of discord has not been flung into our midst. Ernold René Gian McGeat de Gol Munga Foyrol na Firelia. As for thee to be rind the lure, Ed J. Lid na Cushion Rosh Mavisu Gold the Lie. An unheard ve Arltach the Staple. Vashen fergach a shalid the ford on a lampach an egger. Trehenke de ve dorache, ve gien de ve sorch de enyach de grisach a mas de na troilty. As for the lord rish, rish is rish, fair is fair, mother bech at grainiche de gull leg bewed smoo. Rene custana cavil gin michin, lesh a chip yaur egger. As lesh aemon fai de chor criach dau, renne den grenicher gus tullius strepachan. Esh, trud an dorachus odins fagin sosh de urd beg de heilshe lia roin, mor de beg skelt uns na crink. Henk grisach an a troilti de vein a smu, renn an couch cae leste her na liemachan an mura her lierach, as ve murira gurish bed a couch er keen steramach, ve oran goil graim chon. Now this is a young Cornish group called Skill Glass from Gonamena in the northeast of Cornwall, and whilst the youngest of them is 8, it's still a bit early yet for them to be saying farewell. Farewell, a song in Cornish, sung by a group of young maids from Cornwall, Skill Glass. They're from Gonamena, which is a village north of Liscard, Liskeris, as it is in Cornish, up in the north of Cornwall. Henken read the vein astray, as ve gien the rauschen getlach ron. Esh, van a slagen gien the way chitness neither done their dark chow, as the way growig and noose orin. Vashin golstjach, suburna vorgo. Fair as fair, ren cuschen a troilty chebble gutendau, rennad chonar am les chinad nar aw saiach a jay obl. Son sigur as fad shaw jay kaint quech as jay coch leen sorch, ach fa cach curich les aignia mai niau chramp, les gu kindil as les banach, as les investa quech shen de lieltasen as a leg of unjau, ren mi fag an chau mui jayn tai eich uns bistritz, caura a chrash, as un ses cody nine drach hul. Esh, chauds vashin gold a bew, ren an imanach chroma her eyes, dach chow ren the troilty, as utsun sheen a mach at heen, herish oir a chouch, pe kerach mach the geans a dorchus. Scronel veder au riddenach grisacha eder thachert, nav a gull jerkle, nav a gull jerkle rish. It would seem, however, the Isle of Man Times continues, that the, quote, religious difficulty again gave the most trouble to the Keys. This question, says the Times, is, quote, the perturbed spirit that will not rest, no matter from whom the earnest solicitation to that effect may come. It's now setting England by the ears, says the Times, and we're afraid that even the tranquil Isle of Man will not escape its noxious influence. The ferocity, the perfect frenzy animating the religious sects upon this point is a disgraceful and lamentable parody upon Christianity. Individually, we have no sympathy with the religious question viewed as a bar to the education of the poor. The whole difficulty resolves itself into a struggle between the clerics of various denominations as to which sect or system shall lay hold of the young minds of the rising generation and mould their religious views. Well, of course, hitherto, apart from private schools, there were schools run by the established church and, of course, also by the many dissenting congregations. Now, as darkness fell on the 31st of January, Manx women would go to the door of the house and sing an invitation to New Brigia, St. Bridget, to visit their house on that evening, as she travelled, disguised, throughout the world that evening, and they hoped that she would come and take food and shelter with them, because they'd specially prepared for her that evening by making a bed and laying out food and drink for her to sustain her on her worldwide journey. And should she come to their house that evening, they would be blessed and their household would be blessed for the coming year. And this is that invitation, and it's performed by Emma Christian.
Breeze, breeze,
the invocation to St. Bridget to come, Maren of Entai, a song for the 31st of January on the eve of St. Bridget's Day. And Emma Christians was singing it there, the women's invitation to New Brigia, St. Bridget, to lodge at their house on the eve of Lael Brigia, St. Bride's or St. Bridget's Day, the 1st of February. And I particularly like the way Emma did that with time lag in it as well, which somehow gives an indication of perhaps a whole district with the ladies coming to the door and singing that in their turn. Now, the Isle of Man Times view is that so fanatical are some of these religionists in their respective determinations that they will rather consent to have the young heathen of the gutters brought up in total and absolute ignorance of the common standard of Christianity, than that the religious training of these neglected ones shall be handed over to their rivals in the religious art. We certainly don't apprehend that this spirit will be displayed in the Isle of Man to the extent in which it's been manifested in England, yet we see mischief lurking in the terms of the conscience clause as finally settled by our legislature. As it stood, when the keys sent to the bill to the council, the reading of the Bible, with such explanations therefrom, and with such other instruction in the fundamental principles of religion and morality as would be suited to the capacities of children, was alone made obligatory, and the schoolmaster was the party to be entrusted with the task. Ach gedd y vraimijé, dach troeltach, ha vodach pecher bi kodau ir fau da heilsige maghe. Van steed de griezige show on rich tamelt jou de loer. As fiera, honnik shin de verna fosla macher a chowchjaar. Va bonjelen dorige rolle erskin en ging. As sonair van monna troom baggertacht de jarnach. Ve jean der auslissne slagen scara en de erach. As der ausin er gistjach nish, von fair tarni. Mahon hin, van mi nish gian mach sonnen carriads, yinach corlesh mi gusen count. Dach shalid, van mi jerkel rish fagen ood solusna de lampachen truden duid. Ach, vat a chulje rid fo dorachus. Gerau seilje bi elion, ach na skellen mika jen a lampachen ein hin. Ondau, van gael vain a cabalain imanit cho crai, giri gurish bodjil ben. Odach sin fagan nish a red geni na lai ben roin. Ach arau mona ersan jay carbage. Now moving on from the 1st of February, which is Lal Nu Rija, St. Bridget's Day, Lal Rija, we move on to the 2nd of February, and that's the day which is called Lal Murran Gainal, which is the day of Mary of the Candles, which is known in English as Candlemas, and it celebrates the ritual re-entry of Mary into the community when she presented Jesus at the temple after childbirth. And it's 40 days. You count 40 days from the 25th of December, which of course is Christmas. 40 days brings you to the 2nd of January.
Thank you.
And that's the tune for the processional dance Murrinaginal, which was said to be performed on the 2nd of February, Lal Murrinaginal, incorporating an old genitive in the nasalisation, Murrinaginal. And that's Candlemas, the day on which candles, the stock for the year, were taken into the church to be blessed as well. Sjordiw, Stasiwn yn Asiwn, Radio Banning. A Sie Claire na Gael tan Claire Sio. Mish, Robert Cytyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ren na troel ti tarnad hyn yr as, les os na dy iawnys. Fa dyn dy ynw ffach i dyn mola em pyn. Fa mi smwnion hana, na fech yn ryd sied aw dyn Tre renna nim yn achlis, siliair yn wrth ega, greirid yn achrys na ffyr elia. Ach, dobr daw clas neu, fe gwler greich o ffes ys les cyrraich o ffastach. Smwni mi dyr awi, wr na slwn yn tre. Eis yn de y daw, ys dwrth ei ond germenis, fyn y smedd yn y sien yn pyn. Chynel cariad sy'n sio, Chynel yn her na diwrclrys, na diwrclrys son olyw. Ni y chyt nes rosh gys bocobina, as chyt bach len y verach, nyn leir gain, sier yn leir gain. Chawds fe lord, gawn y cabil toioch der siwtr ni as stronach as tomod y cai, drawi yn imanach cwmwl sŵsad. Eish, Master Cochiol, the screchin' as na bodyin' as Hudson Ulyu cor crosha gorus and heen. Ren Kalesh, les Kier Kabil, Imman Rosh Chowchulujin. We, says the Isle of Man Times, supported that provision. What they're supporting is the provision to have the Bible read in the schools. We, says the Isle of Man Times, supported that provision, but it was for the time forgotten that an injustice would be inflicted upon the Roman Catholic members of the community by this clause. If the religious arrangements in their schools don't allow of the reading of the Bible, we have no right to force such a course upon them under pain of forfeiture of the grant. At all events, it would be a direct act of religious oppression to force the reading of the authorised version of the Bible, which lawyers and judges would construe the act to mean, upon people who only acknowledge the Douay version. The difficulty, however, is now got over by releasing the Roman Catholic schools from the operation of the clause. Well, going backwards in time, the Catholic Emancipation Act had come in 1829, and the re-establishment of Catholic dioceses in England and Wales by Pope Pius IX had come in 1850. But certainly suspicion, if not downright hostility, remained towards Catholics in the British Islands in the late 19th century. Well, this is Welsh singer Georgia Ruth now, singing about a fox in her song Madryn.
Darling,
Georgia Ruth singing about a fox there. The dictionary Welsh words for a fox are cadno or llwynog, but I think it's rather like reynard, the way that's used in French and English. Madryn is an epithet for a fox in Wales. Anyway, that was written and sung by Georgia Ruth. Madryn, the song. Whilst the Isle of Man Times supports this interpretation of the clause, the clause requiring the reading of the Bible, but interpreted to enable Roman Catholics to read the Douay rather than the King James Authorised Version, it goes on to say that the approach seems to us, in other respects, to enact denominationalism in its most disguised form. In every public elementary school, those built or owned by the board, as well as those held by denominations, the teaching of religious subjects and the reading of the Bible are made compulsory. Although there's a positive clause against the use of catechisms and formularies in board schools, yet religious subjects can be made to include every possible variety of catechism and formulary that clerical or dissenting ingenuity can devise. And as the clause doesn't point out who is to be the religious teacher, we have bequeathed to us the very difficulty in an aggregated form which is now agitating England from one end to the other. René Berach Denorin, as Henke Gustap Lorisha Chauchine. Odin's fagan vifelest na lampachan ein, chauds ren the skellen tujamoru, drown the cavil cho du a scale as vat nin mayen stormer. Fad gull imman eg dynia liawr, lesh fezeg liawr don, as edd wŵr gŵ. Fad gian dy fei frail folid fwoen yn edyn ega. Chydod mi fag yn o'ch solus jay pair dy chwlion fi ial, fad gian dy fei djur gan sail jyn yr ambachan, chawds fei chynden yn fer. Dŵr te rysh yn imman ach. Tawys dy moch yn och mychara. Dwrt yn dynnu dy cafach mo ffregart, fy drys yn her Englisher. Ys dy sio, dregar yn jori. Sien yn o'r tam i Shilton, drawys gwy ers yn dy gol rosh gys bwch o fina. Ha, nodw dym o fol y machara, dy rawr ffys y mer, ys dy machabel fi tabi. Chas fi lort ren i munga, ys ren sail sien y lampachan, Well, now Norrie McIver leads the way on this originally a rowing song, also used as a walking song, Lesh a Lurgan, with the legs.
Lesh a Lurgan, yo he, Lesh a Lurgan, yo ho. Bill and Nana, me, yo he, say the Falamala could show. Shall the dinner be? me go his heel and call the head bar. Lash of the king, you heel, lash of the king, you heel, lash of the king, you heel, lash of
Young Scottish band Delighted, with Norrie McKeever leading that song Lesha Lurgan. Beal, va jean de vae geer, lesh mailen fi jurger, as feeglen va jean gibach, choben as ivory. Dur fair jay machumregan, mor hanish rish fair elian, an linia as Lenora lurish burger. Den di tod den, den di tod den right and schnell. Son tan a meriu troit de bew. Now the Isle of Man Times concludes its editorial. We hope indeed that all our fears about religious rancour being evoked on the question in the Isle of Man will prove groundless, and that the Act will be peaceably allowed to work out its noble aim of conferring a lasting and incalculable blessing upon the children of the poor. And so it welcomes the Education Act, passed at the sitting of Tynwald on the 2nd of February 1872. So I hope that'll learn you, as we come to the end of Clare na Gael, as Masoch an Elveg Ernest Son at the Chorcion Ern Clare Shorish. Well, it's almost time to join Chris Pearson for 2 hours of Chill Out Sunday from 7 till 9. Our final piece of music is from Brittany by the duo The Astrakhan Project, sung by Simon Alves and with musician Jan Gorville on strings and programming. A reminder once again that you can enjoy a slideshow by Stuart Bennett of some of his many images, and that'll be at 2:30 next Saturday afternoon, the 5th of February, in the Guild Room adjoining Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street, Peel. All are very welcome. And so, until the next time then, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a creary, was Orserie, as my yearly and shared you, will you?
Hier selber schellen, hier selber schellen.